This year, 24 incumbent candidates in Delaware, from Levy Court up to U.S. Senator, face primary challenges. That's more than in 2016 or 2012 or in any similar election in the last 20 years. Democrats have kept a grip on the state's congressional seats, governor's office, and both chambers of the General Assembly for more than a decade now. Does that encourage a culture of challenging a sitting incumbent? Or does the Delaware way still keep challenges within the Democratic Party at bay? Middletown resident Terrell Williams is a veteran running to unseat State Senator Bruce Ennis, a moderate Democrat and retired state police officer who's been in the General Assembly for nearly 30 years.
One of the reasons that prompted me to run is I looked at Senator Ennis' legislative record and I saw that it was short on substance when it comes to dealing with issues that impact minorities and when it comes to dealing with police reform.
Kira Hoffner is also going up against Ennis in next week's primary. She's a retired mortgage originator who's been active advocating for issues like marijuana legalization.
In 2018, people started asking me to run, and I just didn't think I was ready to run. You know, I was like, oh, no, what kind of experience do I have to do that? And then over the last 2 years, I was like, why not me?
Williams and Hoffner both say the district has changed over the last few decades, so its political representation should change too. It's a feeling that's also fueling primary challenges elsewhere. Paul Brewer, an expert on political communication at the University of Delaware, says this year's slate of Democratic primary challengers for General Assembly seats reflects national trends. Most are people of color, women, LGBTQ, or religious minorities. Most identify as more progressive than the incumbent. Brewer says more primary challenges are expected when any party maintains control.
Delaware is pretty clearly, over the past decade, been a solidly blue state. The Democratic primary at the statewide level is where all the action is. And that's also true, certainly not for all assembly seats, but for a lot of them as well.
But the need to fend off Republicans was not the only thing that discouraged Democratic primary challenges, says Eugene Young, president of the Metropolitan Wilmington Urban League.
You know, I've heard many stories going back to 30, 40, 50 years ago where people did not necessarily just decide to run. They were picked to run.
Paul Brewer says it was part of the Delaware way.
The old idea of a Delaware way was that there was kind of a collegial relationship between parties and within parties. You know, the establishment basically decided who ran. The competition was friendly and within certain bounds. You have people like, you know, Mike Castle, Tom Carper. Often they would trade offices, you know, not like make a deal and trade offices, but they would go from one office to another.
Brewer says historically, parties in Delaware played favorites, maybe not overtly, but in ways like fundraising or having informal conversations about who runs. He says that might be changing.
Over the decades, for both parties, party control over nominations has gotten weaker and weaker.
Jesse Chatterton, director of the Delaware Democratic Party, says they try to be fair.
What we try not to do is to, you know, take resources away from one candidate and give them to another, or sort of pick winners and losers when it comes to actual resources.
Since Chatterton and current party chairman Eric Razor Schramm came in 2017, they've been careful to keep all outreach to voters candidate agnostic before the primary election. Still, the party's state executive committee can endorse statewide candidates, and local committees have the option of endorsing down-ballot candidates.
You know, endorsements are one of the main traditional functions of state parties. And because we don't tie a lot of resources to endorsements, despite doing them, we don't feel like we're penalizing the unendorsed candidate.
But some challengers, like Terrell Williams, still see party leaders as heavy-handed.
For new people coming into the race, it's an uphill battle. It's not necessarily a neutral playing field where you get to express your ideas and try to present and make your case for who's the better candidate. It's more like you wait your turn.
Chatterton says he saw some past primary challenges as unproductive and damaging, though he considers them inevitable as the party tries to expand its base.
We just can't simply expect that folks are going to, you know, knock doors for us and volunteer for us and donate to our candidates and then universally stop short of wanting to run for office themselves.
Eugene Young of the Wilmington Urban League thinks the climate for primary challenges is improving. He sees them as important for keeping democracy fresh. Young ran for mayor of Wilmington in 2016, finishing second in an 8-way Democratic primary, fewer than 200 votes behind Mike Przycki.
While I came up short, I never had the opinion that I wish there were just less candidates. I think that having candidates are a good option for the people.
Delaware state primary election is Tuesday, September 15th. Sophia Schmidt, Delaware Public Media.